This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You have two completely different feels and two completely different outcomes, right? You've got the thrill of victory, but the agony of defeat. So how are Dallas fans reacting after this?
I mean, I think in a lot of ways, Dallas is a sports town that is heavier Mavs than it is Stars. So I think if they were going to gun to their head, have to pick one of the two to win, it probably would have been a more predominant Mavs answer for a lot of people. But yet, I mean, listen, what a performance from Jake Ottinger. Just out of this world, what he did to even keep them in that hockey game when Dallas was ostensibly getting dominated by what Calgary was doing on the offensive end. But like you said, I mean, what the Mavs did in Game 7 in Phoenix's house in a building where they had struggled incredibly in the first 3 games of the series in that building is unbelievable, and unbelievable doesn't even really touch it. That was indescribable what the Mavs did tonight, because nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, I'm glad you used that word, but since we get paid to describe events in sports, I'm going to have you do it anyway, Mike. What the heck? What did you see from the Mavericks in that first half, specifically that second quarter when it really turned into a landslide and Luka Doncic ends up having as many points as the entire Suns team in the first half?
I mean, what we saw was a reality that we knew going into the series, but was definitely demonstrated over the course of 7 games. Luka Doncic was the best player on the floor in this series. All due respect to Devin Booker, who had a fantastic regular season. All due respect to Chris Paul, who's had a sensational career. Luka Doncic was the best player on the floor in this series. And I would go as far as to say that for the entirety of the Mavs playoff run, whoever they play, Utah in the first round, Phoenix in the second round, obviously Golden State in the third round, and whether it is Boston or Miami in the NBA Finals, the Mavs will be able to say that they have the best player on the floor in that series. Now that the Bucks are out, I think you can say that. That's the one team that I would have said, yeah, okay, maybe not. Maybe not Giannis. Otherwise, I think the Mavs have the best player on the floor in the Western Conference Finals as well.
Okay, but a 46-point lead at one juncture in this game, 46 points, that's absurd. I mean, that is not just Luka Doncic is amazing. That is almost like the Suns laid down.
Yeah, it was evident from the beginning that Phoenix looked like a team that was finally feeling the pressure of the moment. As loose as they had played on their home floor, especially in games 1 and 2, but even in game 5 as well, they looked like a very confident team that came into this series expecting to win this series fairly easily. And shoot, after games 1 and 2, I think we all thought, okay, yeah, maybe gentlemen's sweep, maybe Dallas can steal 2, but certainly didn't see Dallas winning 4 out of 5. They were very confident on their home floor games 1, 2, and 5. Tonight, having seen Dallas answer back 3 times and win on their home floor and force this to a game 7, all of a sudden the psyche of the Suns just flipped on its ear. Mm. And even on their home floor, as good as they had been at Footprint Center prior to tonight, they couldn't do anything right.
Mike Leslie is the lead sports anchor at WFAA, the ABC affiliate in Dallas, reacting to a pair of Game 7s for Mavericks and just completed a short time ago the Stars, who lose in sudden death in Calgary. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I might remember this series and these playoffs so far for what's been a breakout performance by Jalen Brunson as well. He has been instrumental in providing another option alongside Luka.
Jalen Brunson has been fantastic. What he did in that Utah series is a big part of why we're even talking about this team right now. It was very much on the table for Dallas to be down 0-3 in that series before Doncic was able to get back on the floor. And as good as Luka is, and as good as the Mavs have looked now that he's been back, it would have been an awfully big ask to win four straight to be able to come back and win that series. Absent what Jalen Brunson has done for this team, we're not having this conversation right now. So he has made himself so much money over the course of the last 4 weeks now. I talked with Mark Cuban before, I think it was before game two of this Mavs-Sun series out in Phoenix. And I said to him, I said, are you cringing a little bit every time he makes himself? He said, nah, man, whatever he wants, Cuban's going to pay it. And he said, you know, I don't know if he'll go to the point of a max contract, but I think he's very confident that Jalen Brunson's going to be back here in Dallas next year. And how do you not? With what he's done for this team, with what he's meant for this team, and with what they've now accomplished, how do you not, as Mark Cuban, Nico Harrison, and the brass for the Dallas Mavericks, say, all right, we need to bring a lot of this back for next year.
Another 24 points for him in the Game 7. So how do the Suns match up, how do the Mavericks match up, see what I did there, with the Golden State Warriors in the conference finals, Mike?
This one is interesting to me because I think on a lot of levels the Mavs are kind of the Warriors light in a lot of ways in terms of the way that they can play small ball and the way that they want to play five out a lot of times. There are similarities between these two teams, and obviously the Warriors have been doing it for longer and at a higher level than the Mavs can claim to have done it over the last several years. So I think just on that level, I think it's hard to not handicap this and say that the Warriors are favored going into this series. But again, I come back to, again, my opinion. And listen, Steph Curry, no disrespect in any way, shape, or form. He's been fantastic in the playoffs too. But look at what Luka Doncic has done over the course of these playoffs. Since he's come back off of an injury, by the way, we're still not sure that he's necessarily 100%. And he's been a revelation in these playoffs. So, yeah, I think the Warriors are favored in this series and probably should be. But as we saw over the course of the last five games, don't count Luka Doncic out of just about anything.
Mike Leslie is a sports anchor at the ABC affiliate in Dallas, reacting to what was a pretty exciting, though somewhat anxious, Sunday for Dallas sports fans. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Mike, you mentioned it's much more of a Mavericks town, and now they're playing with house money into the conference finals. However, the Dallas Stars do have some veterans, and then they had this 23-year-old goalie who keeps them into a Game 7 as long as he possibly can, even into sudden death. When you think about the exit now for the Stars, what's your assessment?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they were a team that they play very differently in the regular season as compared to what they do in the playoffs. Their playoff style, everybody says it's boring, but it also kind of works. They were playing a Calgary team that everybody thought was going to make quick work of them, and ultimately Calgary wins the series, but it certainly wasn't quick work. They will wear a team down in the playoffs, and they will create scenarios just like they did on their cup final run back in 2020, where teams finish the series and say, you know, man, if we were just fully healthy, we would have had them there in the end. Well, there's a reason that you're not fully healthy there at the end. It's because the Stars have worn the something out of your team over the course of the last seven games and created injuries, frankly. In this series, it kind of flipped the other way. Rope Hintz not being available for Game 7 is certainly something I think Dallas will look back on and say, if we had him, maybe this would have been a different outcome. But at the same time, there is a pitfall to the style that they play in the postseason. And it can lead to nights like tonight where they got outshot about a bajillion to one.
Oh, so bad.
That's not tenable. It's just not tenable. You cannot be doubled up and then some in the shot totals and expect to win a hockey game. And eventually it was going to bite them. It took the absolute perfect shot from Johnny Gaudreau to beat Jake Ottinger. It was going to take that good a shot to be able to finally beat him on shot, I think 63, I believe it was, of the night. But ultimately, when you give up 63 shots, you're going to lose. So credit to the Stars. They made that more of a series than I think a lot of people around hockey thought they were going to. But the Flames were ultimately the better team. And, again, you can't give up 63 shots.
So it's safe to say on this Sunday, since we're into this quiet period post NFL schedule, that at least on this one day, the Cowboys take a back seat.
It's awfully hard for the Cowboys to take a back seat in Dallas, Texas. It is really, really hard. I got hired here in 2015, and they were telling me stories about 2011, how they had Cowboys Bengals like week 8 in one of those like 3 straight Jason Garrett 8-8 seasons. And at the same time, they had like game 4 of the World Series for the Rangers. And they were hemming and hawing about, okay, what leads the sportscast tonight? I think it's Cowboys. That is how big a deal the Dallas Cowboys are in Dallas, Texas. It is off the charts. But if a team is as good as the Dallas Mavericks are, now you're getting into a different kind of territory. And Western Conference Finals are Western Conference Finals. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. This town is heavy on the Dallas Mavericks right now.
What game, one game maybe, that fans are most buzzing about when the schedule release came out on Thursday? Well, it was leaked, really, like the entire last week.
To me, there's two that jump to mind for me. It's the game in Green Bay to see McCarthy go back to Green Bay. But then I think it's Brady coming to Dallas week 1. I think that is a game that Cowboys fans are fired up about. You know, they feel like Dallas was just that close week 1 last year at their place.
Yes.
I think Cowboys fans feel like they've got an opportunity to get a little revenge in week 1 this year. And then to back that up with the Bengals the very next week. It is a challenging start for the Dallas Cowboys, for a team that isn't quite as good this year as they were last year, it would appear on paper anyway. So they've got a challenge in front of them to start the season for sure.
It'll be here before we know it. But for now, Dallas fans can revel in the Mavericks into the conference finals and now playing with the house money. You can find Mike on Twitter at Mike Leslie, WFAA, ABC affiliate in Dallas. Not a dull Sunday, to be sure. He's busy on the anchor desk and with various reports. So it's good to squeeze a couple minutes with you, Mike. Thank you so much. It was good to have you.
Amy, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.